Mishnah Vov, since we've been talking about burying and speaking of dead people, this Mishnah discusses forms of work which are involved in burying and taking care of a dead body. Now, we have mentioned early on in the perek that one of the reasons to permit work on Chol HaMoed is if it is l'tzorech harabim, if it's for the sake of the public. And we mentioned over there that tzorech harabim are only permitted either if it is for the sake of the Yom Tov itself, or if it is a maisa hedyot, something which is done in an unprofessional way, that doesn't require a particular skill. And we're going to add now that it also must be something which does not require a lot of effort. If it is a tircha meruba, if it requires a lot of effort, then even if it is a tzorchei rabim, for the sake of the public, it is still forbidden on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah begins, in chofrin kuchin, it is forbidden to dig graves in the wall of a cave. The custom in those days was that many people would be buried, not necessarily in its own grave in the ground, but there would be a very large cave underground, and in the walls of the caves they would bury people. So one cannot dig into the walls of the cave on Chol HaMoed, or Kavorais, or regular graves. Bamoed on Chol HaMoed, aval mechanchim esakuchim bamoed, but one can repair and maybe expand slightly those graves which have already been dug into the wall of the cave. Now, it's important to realize that we are talking about graves which are being dug for future use. It's not that we have someone dead now who needs a grave. If that is the case, then certainly it's permitted to dig a grave. We are talking about preparing graves for the future, and that's why it's considered to be tzorchei harabim, a public need. And the Mishnah is telling us that since it requires a lot of effort, and it is not urgent, it is forbidden to do so on Chol HaMoed. We're going to learn in the third perek that it is forbidden to wash clothes on Chol HaMoed. However, the Mishnah will bring a list of exceptions, where in certain cases it is permitted to wash clothes on Chol HaMoed. And for the sake of those exceptions, the Mishnah says, V'isin v'reches b'moed, it is permitted to dig a hole in the ground in order to use that as a pool of water for washing clothes. Since it is for the sake of Yom Tov itself, so that he can wash his clothes for Yom Tov, and digging such a hole does not require a lot of effort, it is not a tircha meruba, therefore it is permitted. Alright, now the Mishnah moves on to a case where there actually is a dead person who is waiting to be buried, and the Mishnah says that v'oroin, one is allowed to construct a coffin, even if it involves cutting the wood and putting it together, as long as im hameis bechotzer, as long as the dead body is lying in the courtyard where he is working. So people who see him working and constructing this coffin will realize that it is for the sake of this dead person. Otherwise it would just appear that he's doing regular work, which is forbidden. Now Rabbi Yehuda forbids this for a different reason, and that is that there is lots of effort involved. And since it is very possible to get a coffin for the dead person without constructing it yourself, so this is considered to be unnecessary work, and therefore it's forbidden, unless he already has the wooden boards with him and all he needs to do is just put them together, in that case it would be permitted because it does not involve a large amount of effort.